Our letters this week comment, among other things, on threats to post offices and the power of books.
Does the crow fly straight? Asks Anne English of Wissenset. Who coined the phrase, as the crow flies? What is the inventor of the first sat-nav? Every morning a large flock of crows or rooks and jackdaws fly over the fields, squawking and chattering, and in the afternoon they come back. Not one of them goes in a straight line, as the crow flies. Some fly up high, others turn round and go back as if they have left something behind. Loads of them cram into the tops of two ash trees, while the others go round them. They sit in the trees, never ceasing to babble. One says, "Where did you go?" And the reply is, "There and back to see how far it is." As the crow flies, it will be bumblebees next.
Books are crucial for learning, says Dr. Ivan Clark of Wyndham. Having had the privilege of teaching at all levels for the major part of my life, the importance of books and a dedicated library on the faculty is crucial. We have a vivid and expressive language, far-reaching, a compendium of all-world communication. Our publishers renowned for their design and flair, especially those titles for children. Insidiously, financial restraint has taken over our national psyche at the expense of our chance to make the experience of reading, sourcing, and handling books a priority, especially at primary level. Years ago, I was offered the chance to design a library for Ashill Junior School, adorned throughout with images, prose, poetry, fantasy and fact, humour, wistfulness and thought-provoking avenues of exploration. Children had the time to enter a tantalising, tactile and appealing world, three-dimensional, vibrant, stimulating, leaving the limiting and prescriptive computer aside.
Our Catchpole of Beccles thinks post offices are being put at risk. I have received a letter from the outfit that issues my state pension. The letter very politely says they would like me to change from receiving my pension via the post office to receiving it via a bank. You bet they would. Although, knocking on a bit, I can see through this little scam. If we all fall for the letter's suggestion and transfer to receive the pension via a bank, when the banks close, we will be stuck without ready access to our funds. We cannot then transfer back to the post office because that option is not permitted unless the rules have been changed. The post offices will suffer loss of business, putting them at further risk. Many post offices cited in local shops. The income helps to keep these shops going. The many geniuses who come up with these sorts of ideas are the ones that should be transferred rather than looking for ways to remove facilities we currently have.
Beware of the hidden hazard, says Paul Stebbings of Little Dunham. Unfortunately, I was involved in an accident in Dereham when I skidded on spilt oil or diesel near the War Memorial and crashed off my cycle. May I, through this paper, thank the many kind-hearted passers-by and shop workers who came to my aid pending the attendance of the emergency services. They were brilliant, and I wish I could thank them personally, but I do not know who they were, but their help was invaluable. It is gratifying to know people are prepared to come forward in these circumstances rather than simply standing by. Also grateful thanks to the excellent doctors, nurses and staff at the NNUH hospital, where I spent 9 nights and had 2 operations. I have nothing but praise for our NHS and the hospital, despite the severe pressures on it. The warning is to fellow travellers on any form of two wheels. Please be aware of this hidden hazard, particularly when roads are damp and spills cannot be seen.